It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and we go to Caracas now, where clashes escalated once more in a city and a country that's been struggling with violent demonstrations. A mob attacked Venezuela's opposition-dominated National Assembly yesterday. They injured lawmakers. They stole the equipment of journalists who were on the scene. The incident came on Venezuela's Independence Day. To give us the latest is Joshua Goodman. He's Andean News Director for the Associated Press in Caracas. Joshua, welcome.
Thank you.
Set this strange scene for us. What exactly happened? There were government troops who were on hand, I read, who seemed to stand by.
That's right. I mean, a few dozen pro-government militiamen basically busted into the very stately Congress and began flaying metal bars, wooden planks, chains in all directions. At least four lawmakers were injured. One of them was pretty seriously injured, had to be carried out on a stretcher. There was blood all over the white walls of the legislature, and the entire Congress was besieged for something like 8 hours. They only were able to leave under police protection, after 6 p.m.
So if there were government troops who were guarding the place and they didn't seem to stop these protesters, does that imply that the attackers who came off the street were somehow in league or at least in sympathy with the government of Nicolas Maduro?
Oh, they certainly were in support of the government. The National Guard that is set up outside of the Congress, you know, should have stopped them. And I would point out that the National Guard has been very quick to repress any protests against President Maduro. So the fact that they didn't act to stop this raises a lot of questions about whether this was in some way coordinated between the government and these militias. There's no doubt, though, that the militias very much so war in support of the government. I should point out, President Maduro later did condemn the violence, but he did so in a way that really angered the opposition and basically trying to equate the violence that we see at protests, which are by a very, very small number of youth, and it is very violent, but basically wondering why the opposition were so quick to demand a condemnation of this violence, but were not so willing to condemn violence within their own ranks.
Still, the appearance of this type of violence, you know, storming the National Assembly, the place where lawmakers are meeting, has an optical quality to it that stands apart from clashes in the streets that, unfortunately, people may get used to seeing in Venezuela.
That's right. I mean, you know, sort of this sort of rough, sort of Tammany Hall-like sort of politics in Venezuela is not new. It's been going on for many, many years. However, we've never seen something quite like this. I mean, they have... Once before, I recall, some of these groups busted into the Congress, but they just pushed and shoved. What happened yesterday really is an alarm. I think it really it should be a concern for a lot of people because it shows just the degree to which, you know, passions are being ignited right now in Venezuela around Maduro's plans to rewrite the Constitution. If everyone on both sides is basically seeing us in the final stages of some battle to end all battles. For Maduro, this constitutional assembly is basically the dike between civil war and peace. And for the opposition, if the constitutional assembly is allowed to go through, they say it could spell the end of Venezuela's democracy as we know it.
So then what's the timeline for the rewrite of the constitution that Maduro is planning?
On July 30th, they're going to have a special election to choose delegates to the constitutional assembly. But the opposition is boycotting that vote. And the turnout is expected to be very, very low, something around 20% at the most.
All right. Thanks, Joshua Goodman, Andean News Director for the AP, amid a new attack on the National Assembly in Caracas. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.